Adolf Huxley said something that I think is so critically important. He said the most valuable result of all education is the ability to make yourself do the thing you have to do when it ought to be done, whether you want to do it or not. Let me repeat that for you. The most valuable result of all education is the ability to make yourself do the thing you have to do when it ought to be done, whether you want to do it or not. Isn't that terrific? Prospecting is a system of finding potential buyers on a pre-selected basis. The history of salesmanship is, to some extent, a record of prospecting. A consultant should have definite objectives and goals to give their work direction and power. A consultant should have an organized, systematic plan that will enable her or him to meet their objectives and attain those goals. As an organized prospecting system will enable a consultant to reach their goals, the level upon which it is conducted is a matter of great importance. The study of a telephone technique finds its highest justification in the fact that it provides a consultant with a skill that enables her to prospect in an organized manner, reaching their goals with a minimum of time and effort. An organized method of prospecting, telephone technique, combined with the knowledge of the telephone technique, will enable the consultant to increase their production and earnings, conserve energy, and save wasted time. There's a great deal of misunderstanding as to the purpose of keeping records on prospecting activities and the results obtained. Records indicate weak points can be corrected quickly without the loss of production or earnings. It has been said that there are four basic tasks of salespeople, and as a consultant, I think these would be good to hear. The salesperson has four basic tasks. Number one, to find prospective buyers with whom they can arrange personal interviews under favorable circumstances. Obviously, the best way in the world to sell the Mary Kay products is at a beauty show. Number two, to inform the prospective buyers or the guests at the show of the product or service so as to influence their attitude in a way that is favorable to the product or service. The best way to do that is by smiling, nodding, and asking questions. Number three, to persuade the prospective buyer to purchase the product or service immediately. Obviously, the best way to do that is by using that 311 show procedure. Three positive questions per page of the flip chart, one success story per product in the basic, one success story on each, the complete and total woman. Number four, to render quality service to the buyer so that the buyer will continue to do business with that consultant. Benjamin Franklin said, "If a man empties his purse into his head, no man can take it away from him. An investment in knowledge always pays the best interest." One of the most important things a prospect in my telephone is to have an effective presentation. The development of a presentation is based on different factors. One, the knowledge of your product. Two, awareness of what people buy. Three, buyer attitudes and behavior. Four, principles of selling, closing, smiling, nodding, and asking questions. And number five, the telephone techniques. Of equal importance is the ability to organize the knowledge, the materials, the ideas, and to construct them into a meaningful pattern. The success of an effective presentation is dependent upon the physical and mental attributes of the consultant. Several different things: your friendliness, your enthusiasm, your attitude, your willingness to serve, your creativity, your personality. All of these, so important. Your speech, your voice, your listening, your visualization, your effort, your ability to help the person on the other end of that phone know that you're trying your very best to help them. The quality of the telephone call is dependent upon the effectiveness of the presentation, the effort, the ability, and the adaptability of the consultant. Cabot Robert talks about, you know, that product knowledge is important, as I mentioned here, but he says far more than product knowledge is the people knowledge. Understand that you're not just in the business of selling night cream and day radiance and the things that go with it, but you're in the business of helping them be more beautiful, more radiant. One of the first really important things of selling is to realize, know thoroughly what you are selling and be sold on it yourself before you try to sell it. I don't think there's a consultant in Mary Kay today who's not really sold on what she's doing. It's important to understand, know what you're selling. Elmer Letterman, one of America's greatest salesmen, said, "The more you know about your job, the more it will take possession of you. And the more that it possesses you, the more enthusiasm will ring and sparkle in every word you speak of it." The same is true of your product. The salesman or consultant who knows all about their product and find many ways of selling it or of getting appointments, shows, bookings to sell it. List the benefits of your product on a sheet of paper, then ask yourself these questions about it. You know, what are the most attractive benefits? How can I translate these benefits into terms my prospect will understand? 3, what sales or advertising materials do I have in my files that will aid me in writing the most super show? Smiling, nodding, and asking questions using the 3-1-1, I believe, is the best for that. 4, what is the key message of my show? How can I give the key message in one sentence? One question such as, aren't you really wanting a more radiant glow to your complexion? What personal experience can I use to help me illustrate my message, if necessary? I'd like to share something with you on, you know, why people buy. One of the most important things is understanding why people buy. Buyers have one thing in common. They all desire to satisfy a want, a need, a craving, or an inner drive. Some people themselves are not aware of these wants until a salesperson arouses their desires and brings them to their attention. People normally make purchases because they believe that the ownership of the products will grant them some degree of benefit. This is true even when the motivating force may be of pride of ownership rather than the use of the value. But most buying motives are emotional in nature, and nearly all consumer goods and services are sold through appeal to the customer's basic pride. Most consumer purchases are made to satisfy one or more of 25 buying reasons. And whether it's recruiting, you know, the business opportunity, or buying the basic, the complete, or the total woman, I'd like to show you the 25 and let you see which of the 25 would go into either the recruiting interview or the show itself. To make money, to save time, to avoid effort, to gain comfort, to achieve cleanliness, to improve health, to escape pain, to be popular, to attract the opposite sex, to gain praise, to conserve possessions, to increase enjoyment, to gratify curiosity, to protect family, to be in style, to satisfy appetite, to emulate others, to have beautiful things, to avoid criticism, to take advantage of opportunities, to be individual, to avoid trouble, to have protect reputation, to have safety. These 25 reasons for buying can be grouped into 7 basic reasons. What most successful sales result from an appeal to one of these basic reasons? What are they? Prestige, love, imitation, fear, curiosity, rivalry, or self-preservation.